This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Virginia drama, OnlyFans creators, and Jess Hooker in studio. It's coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Yeah, here's a letter. Dear Donnie Baker, I am 10 years old and I want to earn some extra money because my dad just got laid off. What do you think about lemonade stands? Are they a good idea? Thanks for your help. Signed, your friend, Joey. Yeah, Joey, you sound pretty together, man. I swear to God you do. I mean, most kids today are sniveling punks who want everything handed to them on a silver platter. But best thing about running a lemonade stand, man, is you get to be your own boss. Think about it, man. You don't have to worry about some numbnuts threatening to rot you up just because you take a nap in the afternoon. And for your information, Randy, it wasn't due to extreme laziness anyways. It was because I was drunk. You're going to rot yourself up for being a jerk-faced idiot who smells like a monkey butt. I'll say it right to your face. But man, back to the lemonade stand. Yeah. The thing you gotta remember is that you don't make jack on the drinks, unless you're living in Mayberry in 1959. You'll only sell a couple of pity glasses to your grandma anyways. Even your loser dad can't afford one since he got kicked to the curb. Face it, man, there's no way you can compete with the liquid bitch slap that's contained in a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. What you want to concentrate on is your impulse purchases. For example, man, I bet you'd be surprised how much you can make selling your mom's bras to the other kids in the neighborhood. Just dig some out of the dirty clothes hamper. Don't worry if they're a little funky. That makes me more valuable. Yeah. I swear to God it does, man. Also, man, if you got some magic markers, scissors, and construction paper, heck, you can make your own lottery tickets. I mean, there's lots of stuff you can do, Joey. I swear to God, this one time I soaked one of my dad's belts in soy sauce. I pawned it off as beef jerky. I swear to God I did, man. And if your dad smokes, man, swipe some smokes from his pack and sell them as Lucy's. Now you're like a convenience store for Rugrats. Lucy. Good luck with the stand, man. And remember, I get a 10% franchise fee. That's state law. Look it up, Joey. And you can send me some cash or I can take it out in bras. Depends on how stacked your mom is anyways.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show. I swear to God they don't.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are welcoming Jess Hooker into the studio.
Yep.
Hey, Jess. Good to see you.
Hi.
See this picture of this new world record?
Oh, boy. No.
It's fascinating.
We're going back
what
to
is
that,
it?
Huh?
I'll show it to you.
This guy's... it's the world record for the largest height difference between a married couple.
Yeah.
She's 5'10", he's 3 feet tall.
Nothing to be sad about.
Wait till they start making out, Jess.
They're
really
in love.
Great.
Oh, yeah. They do start making out.
They have a great,
oh,
yeah, they have a wonderful
this.
Family.
They have four kids. Good for them.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I bet she can touch her toes.
Happy folks. I bet she can.
You think his thing drags?
Just to bend down a little.
Well, we were talking about that. Like, is it really long or is it non-existent? And he does have children, so it must be there in some form or fashion.
Of course he has.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Can he be born without one totally?
You could be.
Yeah. You couldn't go in there and get the stuff.
Especially, yeah, you can go and get the stuff.
Especially
if
he wears high heels. He walks up and goes, come on. Really?
Boy, that'd be driving it home, wouldn't it? Man.
Yeah,
how tall do they make platform shoes? Will they go like 4 feet?
Like 4 inch to left. Maybe he should start wearing them.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons, how big were Gene's? And Kiss.
We're pretty tall.
6-7 inches. Maybe.
6-7 inches? Okay, very good.
Because it's all about the music.
You go see a band. You go, let's hear you.
Did you see that Kiss just sold all their stuff for like $300 million?
Sure did.
Was that the highest an artist has done?
No.
But they sold it to the guy that from ABBA.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Frignas.
Yeah,
what's
he's
his name?
Made another fortune doing that.
Okay. Frignot.
I don't speak Swedish.
A lot of consonants in there. Have we completed our sportscast?
Yeah, that was the world record there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Oh, first we have to hear this.
Take me like a dog, Elvis.
And that's sports. There you go.
This is what you farted for.
Whatever you do, always be a good sport. And I don't know if I'm opening a can of worms here or not, but I kind of had this filed away in the back of my brain, and I don't know if Tom is aware of this or not, but we just got back from Charleston, West Virginia, and I understand that initially, I'd like you to explain what happened. Initially,
what?
Wasn't Jessica going to ride with you coming back from West Virginia? Is that what happened?
We were walking back from the show on Friday night,
right.
And he told all of us that we're in the group that we're going to ride with him 5 a.m. We're leaving at 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
And he, at 4:15, decided that they were leaving at 4:15. So I missed. It's fine.
So
I rode,
you missed the car.
I missed the car, and it's fine. It's no big deal. I
alerted everyone.
What happened was...
Originally, I said we were leaving at 4 a.m.
Yes, that's true.
And then I changed it. Well, let you guys sleep in. I woke up and wanted to get out of there.
There was a car alarm that went off at 3:45. And I woke up and I
As I had it planned.
And I woke up and I went, I bet this woke Tom up and we're going to leave early. And sure enough, 4 o'clock, bling, we're going to leave at 4:15.
It's a dick move.
It's okay.
You can't tell somebody 5 and then leave at 4:15.
That's exactly my point.
I was supposed to be peaceably driving back by myself. And that everybody invited themselves to ride in my car.
No, they didn't.
No,
we lost
Jason
the person.
Was our ride.
We lost a guy.
He was our
not
ride.
My changes.
Not my fault.
That is true. That was not your fault.
It wasn't. But I rode back with Josh and Kessler. We had a perfectly nice time.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah,
I had my AirPods
I know
on.
We tried to call you and we texted you multiple times.
Jeff had anxiety attacks. attack
yes,
trying
Jeff
to wake
was
me
freaking
up.
Out.
Yeah, it's
and we're,
okay.
And we're like, what room is she in? I don't know. She walked past ours, and we're like, we can't just beat up the door.
But Kessler and I had decided 8:30.
Yeah.
Kessler told me 8:30, so yeah. The problem was you just had to sit there for like 4 hours.
I did. I read a book. I couldn't go back to sleep. It was fine.
When I went to bed, I was under the impression it was just going to be Christy and Oskay. So. And then I looked when I got up in the morning that someone had texted, oh, Jess has been added to the field. Fine. Get her up.
Get her up.
Whatever.
Everything worked out. It's okay. With Tom, you know that there's lots of variables. Yeah. It's a spectrum.
This is why I choose to drive alone.
This all gets back to my point. Unless we're in this room or broadcasting on the air, we should not spend any time with each other.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I don't know why you guys continue to fly in the face of this.
I wasn't going to say anything, but since you brought this up, he walks around the car and he's loading this stuff in. And he comes around and Oskay's in the back, which means I'm in the front seat, and he goes, Jeff, you sure you don't want to ride up front?
Well, Jeff's like 6'2", you're 4'11".
Personally.
No, I wanted Jeff to be comfortable. The back seat is less room.
Yeah, he
Then I found out that he has serious anxiety about being in automobiles.
Right. He would have freaked out.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does.
How does it present itself? Is it something dramatic?
It presents itself by him sleeping for the next 4.5 hours.
Whole way.
Oh, so he conquered his anxiety.
Yeah, apparently he conquered it. And and then we stopped to pee, and he didn't even have to go.
No, he never even got out of the car.
He's going to whiz all over my seats.
Wet the bed in your
My favorite Tom story is we're driving somewhere. I don't know where we were coming. We were coming home, and it was the middle of the night, and he's sound asleep in the back seat, and I'm driving along, and all of a sudden from the back I hear, I gotta piss.
I prefer driving alone under all circumstances.
There was a group of us that drove there, and it was me and Jason and Josh and Oskay, and we're driving, and we see a car with a plate that looks like Tom, and Jason goes, oh my gosh, that's Tom. And we drive by, and he has the biggest smile. Josh, maybe the biggest smile we've ever seen Tom have on his face, sitting in his car alone, listening to his father.
Yeah, just grinning, like literally grinning ear to ear.
Finally. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, peace.
And you weren't doing it for their benefit.
No, I didn't see him.
No. And you saw Pat, too.
And Jason was like, roll the window down, get his attention. I was like, I am not doing that.
But you truly were enjoying your time alone.
Yeah.
That's
good for you.
Incredible.
And then that's 10 great. Car lengths ahead of him was Godwin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did give him the finger.
That threw me. What did I do to that?
Well, Pat can't get too far away from Tom. He has to.
Oh, I have to be tethered.
Good road trip
right there. Yeah.
Didn't make any errors. On the way back, Christy corrected me twice, thus saving us several hours of going the wrong way.
There was a double red light when you got down there. That threw me.
A double red light.
That is weird.
I'd never see that before. In any event, let's get back to it. We have Christy Lee at the news desk. Have we missed anything?
Yeah, there's a new study out there from the sexual wellness site Bed Bible that reveals which states have the most OnlyFans creators per 100,000 citizens.
Oh. Can we call that site anything else?
Bed Bible. How about Mom's Guide to Porn?
Yeah.
How about that?
So wait a minute.
This is quite surprising.
Hang on. It's called Bed Bible?
Yes.
Bed Bible.
I don't care for
Bro Bible either.
Yeah, that's really inappropriate. Yeah, but Bed Bible is like, yeah, that's right. My license plate, Mom 69. Okay, we're done.
Oh. Wow, don't even say that.
I'm saying.
No, one of the big sports sites, it's Bro Bible.
Yeah.
It's all things bro.
Right.
The top five states are in fifth place.
Can we guess?
Go ahead.
These are for the amount of OnlyFans creators
per 100,000 citizens. You'll never get this.
California and Florida in the top five.
Not
really?
Neither.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Wyoming.
Not in the top
Utah.
Five.
Utah.
Nope.
Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. Yeah, it's second.
Number two.
56.
Son of a gun.
Maine is in at five with 27 creators per 100,000
citizens. Maine.
And North Dakota has 40. Well, you know, there's not a lot to do probably in North Dakota. You have a little cold.
That's the thing.
Freezing. Hawaii in with 47 per 100,000. Nevada number two, and then Connecticut is your winner. There are 68 creators per 100,000 citizens there. And in Connecticut, 97% of those accounts based in and around New Haven.
Wow.
Each earning a median income of $427 per month.
Not bad.
Oh, okay.
Now, is that taxed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they,
Maybe not under $600.
I don't know.
Per month?
Per month?
No, that would add up.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Not
yeah.
annually.
Yeah.
I don't know if OnlyFans would send you a...
It says
they do, yeah.
You guessed Florida. Florida was way down there. I mean, with respect to Connecticut, the number was 68. Florida's 16.
Wow.
Because, I guess people who are maybe inclined to do OnlyFans in Florida and California have other avenues. They can go strip. They can do other things.
Okay. Or maybe the amount of people, the age group that would do OnlyFans is less in Florida because it's an older skewing state.
I don't know.
I wonder who the oldest person on OnlyFans is.
Oh, I bet that's.
I imagine that's probably a specialty.
Sure.
Granny Go Go, your GILF come true or something.
Right. Granny Go, you just thought of that?
Yeah.
Granny Go Go, your GILF.
Granny Go Go, your GILF come true.
You should be writing for these people.
Well, I could be a consultant. I can do anything for money. Let me know.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll bet there is. I've never been on OnlyFans. Do you search by, is like a category? Would there
not
be
really.
Granny GILF porno?
Mostly you find them on other places and they go, hey, if you want to go to my OnlyFans page, hit this link.
Ah.
So, yeah.
But I'm sure that's a specific.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean,
help me with my hearing aid, you dirty little boy.
I bet you just really made somebody's
What
day.
If we, you think of two words and put them together and you can find naughty stuff about it. Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
This 69-year-old is in OnlyFans top 1%.
Really?
Yes.
Kaboom.
But she probably doesn't look anywhere near 69.
Is it a lady?
The top 10 best granny OnlyFans accounts.
Okay, everybody,
in 2024.
Hang on a second. So to find this, did you go to Google or is there like a index on the OnlyFans?
I Googled. There's not an index on OnlyFans. It's one of their flaws that it's not very searchable. Once they fix that, it'll be.
I wonder if Connecticut is so high because people want. Is there such a thing as WASP porn?
Maybe. I mean,
yeah.
Is probably your assumption a 78-year-old.
There are a lot of white people in Connecticut?
That's his assumption.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Yeah, I'm not trying to start anything.
And I'm not joking. I'm just asking if that would be why. If there's a.
I don't know what the demographic breakdown of Connecticut is.
Do people search their pornography based on their religious.
Sometimes.
Beliefs? The Jewish faith, do they have, like, I know that all the dating services have various
synagogue
religious...
showdown or something?
Why? Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be, I'm just curious. I wonder if that would be a specific, I imagine you can go by racial heritage, if you will.
Yes.
I'm sure that's a category of various ethnicities, you know, Pacific Rim jobs or something.
Oh, my.
Okay, yeah, again, we were props.
See, this is the time I never will forget talking to Kevin Pollak one morning on this show. And I thought we were having a nice, honest conversation about this, that, and the other. And I go see his stand-up, and he's talking to the audience in the same way he was talking to me on the radio show. He was doing his bits with me, much like you are, Tom.
I just made that up.
Holy cow.
What'd you find out there, Josh?
Rim job.
Did you see Sex Positive Granny? Is that the one you're looking at?
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Yeah.
76.
Hottest teacher.
Yeah. So are those still photographs or are these little videos or do you?
Both. Yeah, probably both. Ruby Mature. Yeah. Filthy
and then
Granny.
And how much do you have to pay?
Filthy Granny.
That's number two.
How much do you have to pay?
It varies. You can charge. They go from free to 100, whatever you want.
Josh, I think we're leaving money on the table, as you like to say. I think you and I need to team up.
Mm-hmm.
I've already got an idea for a lady called Victory Mature.
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to do an AI lady? Is that what you're doing?
Put that name in front of a focus group.
Yeah, I know.
And stand back and be just amazed at the 2% of people who know what you're trying to do. Yeah,
those who know Victor Mature.
Victor Mature. Victory Mature.
Sex positive granny gets $4.99 a month. And
Apparently, wait. How much?
$4.99 a month. $4.99 a month for a subscription.
But then she can also charge per video.
If she wants full nude, you got to pay extra for that.
Mm. Yeah, there's specific events.
Yeah,
upcharge.
And what about their tipping encouraged or something like that?
Absolutely.
Pay what you can.
Here's Jersey Gilf. She claims to be the most authentic.
I'm from Jersey. Exit number 9.
I'm in love with the Jersey.
This is entrance number 1.
Athena. Now,
and of course, you know what entrance number 2 is.
Yeah, it ain't the Lincoln Tunnel, Jack.
No, it's also exit number 2.
Athena, that'll cost you an extra, even if it's your birthday.
Well, here, now you have hot Asian granny. So that takes age and ethnicity and combines them into one gorgeous package, I imagine. How about that?
I bet they get really complex. You could have Asian tranny granny.
Yeah.
Now you've got You got 3 different things.
Where are you looking this up again?
The Village Voice article is one I read.
Oh, I'm on bust.com. I mean, that's just what
is that a search engine?
I search. Oh, because you'd use Google. I use DuckDuckGo.
Yeah. Oh, I use Google. Yeah. So. I got a Village Voice article.
Okay, yeah.
Although bust.com would be a great search engine for this type of thing.
And it's weird how we're right on topic because that article just came out 4 days ago. So
listen,
somebody else was talking about it.
An expert, this article came out 2 days ago in the New York Post. Britney Spears would make $100 million a year on OnlyFans, expert says.
Yeah.
An OnlyFans expert.
Wow.
See? Why wouldn't she do that? What is she? What the hell?
Just
photos she's a mother.
And
videos? Yeah.
Mothers, she could spoil her children with that money.
Is that your interest, your get on OnlyFans would be Britney?
No, but I just think it's more the dollar figure. Yeah.
Is it nude or skimpy, too? Is it a skimpy outfit?
Yeah.
It's all...
Yeah, wait, so whatever, that's the good thing about OnlyFans. The content creator is in charge. Mm-hmm. Whatever she or he are comfortable doing, that's what they do, and nobody else can tell them otherwise.
Well, Britney's posted risque photos and videos on Instagram.
She's close enough.
Yeah. Now she's doing it for free.
And everybody's seen her jine. Yeah. That picture, you can just Google that immediately.
You know, I take back bus.com, jine.com.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Smallville co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.